Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
By the time you say, hi, Kendra, your life is done. By the time you even thought, maybe I should go on Kendra, you done as a woman. It's over.
I'm talking to the dusty, dirty, can't ever get a man, miserable vagina bitches who think we the same, because we not. I'm being my cocky shit for a second.
Yes.
Have you been here before?
No.
Okay, y'all coming through with the light. Y'all coming through with, okay. Look, because our wigs, hairstyles are the same light, we could be related, y'all.
Yeah.
It's Kendra twice.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Right, right. Exactly.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Dee.
Dee, where you calling me from?
Florida.
How old are you, love?
I'm 40.
Yeah, she looked good for 40. She looked damn good for 40. But it doesn't matter. And that's what my channel's about. That's one of the things my channel is about. Despite how these woes look, most of them are really ugly on the inside. And that's what you need to be concerning yourself with. It hasn't helped her. Because if looking good was all it took, she wouldn't have to come on Kendra G. She'd get attention when she go out and about. As far as making something of substance work out for 50 years, that's where most of them struggle. She can get a dick, whoop-dee-doo. Ain't too many women in the world who can't get a dick. So maybe she can get a longer line of dick lined up faster than the next woman. But look, getting dick ain't a flex for women.
God, you're sick.
Okay, what you do for a living?
I'm an analyst. I work in the healthcare field.
Okay, analyst, do you have any children?
I have one.
How old is your child?
She's 8.
Have you ever been married?
Yes, I have.
When did you get divorced?
My divorce separated for a year, and my divorce was finalized in the beginning of this year, of January, of last year, 2024.
Is your child by your ex-husband?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to share why you got divorced? You don't have to.
It was a mutual agreement. It was all love. It was just mutual. We just pretty much grew apart.
Y'all killing me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
His publicist helped calm him down.
Somebody brings up the idea first. They never sit and eating Pringles and then at the same time be like, we should end it. They never come to each other like, I think we should talk. Oh, you know, jinx. No, it doesn't happen like that. So look, we know whole language over here. You're full of it off top. Talk about it was mutual. Poppycock. It wasn't mutual. Who filed?
Who filed for divorce? Who filed for divorce?
It was a mutual decision.
Who filed for divorce?
It was mutual.
Who filed for divorce?
I
Who filed for divorce?
It
Who filed for divorce?
I can't necessarily.
Who filed for divorce?
I did.
Thank you.
When you hear we grew apart or I was young, that's basically her saying I'm a bad woman. It was mutual. It's cool, though. It's all love. He a good dude. We friends. That makes you sound worse. I don't know if women think that make them sound better that when they say he was a good dude and we friends. Well, if he a good dude and y'all friends, you should have stayed your ass in your marriage. That's how most men think.
You're goddamn right.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
I'm looking for a guy. Well, first, he has to love God. That's number one. And he needs to be intentional. He needs to know exactly what he wants. He needs to be someone that's ready for a relationship. I'm only attracted to dark-skinned men. So I have to be very attracted to him. That's just something that's really big on me. Someone who's able to supply substance, has very good intellect,
In so many words, she said he has to be a supermodel. She has to be really attracted to him. Not even just regular attracted. She got to be like head over heels for his looks. So she already asking for top 5% to start with. And then when you add God-fearing and intelligent and know what he want, and then he also got to want her too. Like, we talking about 0.005%.
And what's wrong with that?
Why would a 0.005% man want a 40-year-old single mom divorcee, regardless of how good you look? Why would he want that? That's the question that these type of women never ask themselves. Women like this think I'm cute, so that should be enough to get a 0.005% man, and it's just not true.
Somebody done told you wrong.
And I'm going to tell you this. God-fearing men don't marry women who divorced their first husband because they grew apart. I'm going to say that again. God-fearing men don't marry women who got a divorce because she grew apart from her husband. It's not biblically sound. So get the fuck out of here. God-fearing men don't marry women who prioritize he got to look so good. That's not godly. I'm not saying you can't be attracted to him, but just emphasizing how good he got to look. It's not Christ-like.
No! Oh, shit! Say again!
Very good with reciprocation. Knows how to communicate. I need someone that knows how to communicate. Especially, you know, even though I know we all work and we all have our personal lives, but you need to be someone that knows how to communicate daily as far as wanting to get to know each other. Someone who's fit, because I do go to the gym, and really, I'm really big on hygiene.
That's too damn bad!
I hate to stop it again, but let's go through this. He's a dark-skinned, fine man who's God-fearing, communicative, intelligent, and he got a fit, you know, muscular body. So we did start off with 0.005% man. Now we got to add another zero. She's looking for a 0.0005% man now. And the more she talked, we got to add more zeros. This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry if my complicated life is an inconvenience to your perfect existence.
Cindy. Cindy.
This man that you're describing at 40 can easily get a 23-year-old virgin who look fine as hell with no baggage and no demands other than just be who he is. And I'm going to say this every time these women come on and read off these lists. This is just the door charge. Everything she's saying is just to get in with her. She's still got a bunch of demands once you actually get through the door and y'all in a relationship. And you know what she's going to do if you don't check off her whole list after y'all get into the relationship. Break up with you or divorce you and say y'all grew apart.
I don't want to be that guy.
The teeth, the facial hair, all that needs to be on point. And someone who doesn't have too many kids. I'll prefer someone that's already been married before because, you know, he kind of knows the whole aspect as far as being married. And I prefer who has at least one child, somewhere around the age like my daughter. And I think that's about it. And someone who's handy. He needs to be handy. He needs to be handy. Same with how a man is looking for a woman that knows how to cook. He needs to be handy.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But nigga, spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
These broads are ratchet. And any fool that link up with him deserves it, such is your luck. I don't have no simp. Now, here's the thing. I don't begrudge a woman for getting what she wants. If you can find a sucker that's stupid enough to sign up for this bet, go get him. I don't. And when you crush that lane, which you will, you know what I'm saying, which you will, because it's in you to do it, he'll learn.
I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't married long. This isn't sounding like a woman who's looking for a serious marriage. Making a marriage work for 50 years is not about being tall and fine and working out and yada, yada, yada. I mean, I get being handy. But basically all this stuff she's saying is superficial. Ma'am, have you accounted for the fact that you have a bitchy personality? You're already coming across demanding and controlling. Looks don't get you past that. Looks won't get a man past that. Looks won't offset that. You being good in bed won't offset that. Even if you're a good cook, that doesn't offset that. You don't seem likable to sit in a room with for 10 minutes. I hate to break it to you, but that's a deal breaker for most guys.
What are your deal breakers? You gave us some of them.
Deal breaker, someone who's not physically fit. Someone who smokes. If you smoke, weed, cigarettes, cigars, I'm not interested in that. Someone who's not really big on hygiene. Someone who has a bad temper. If you have any domestic abuse, violence issues, background check is bad. For the file with kids, any type of negative type of background, I'm not interested.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
If you're lazy, you don't want to do nothing, someone who doesn't know how to talk and communicate, I'm really big on substance, so you need to know how to use your words.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
Does this sound like a positive person? Seriously. Does this sound like a person that would be enjoyable to be in a relationship with? I mean, she's pretty much asking for the most rare man in America. And by the time he met all these criterias, I assure you, he's a bachelor for life or he's taken and that woman ain't letting go for shit. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
And know how to communicate thoroughly. And I think that's about it.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
Yes, I have to be attractive like that. I tried the whole trying to get to know someone mentally, but the attraction is, if that attraction is not there, is not going to work with me. So, you know, I'm only interested in, you know, dark skin. If you have facial hair, the beard, that's really nice and tamed and clean, and teeth is clean. I do have like soft, meaningful tattoos. So if you like a little bit of tat, I'm good for it. You can't be crazy because I'm about to my mom's house. You know, it needs to be, you know.
You know, I'm just tired.
Because I'm about to my mom's house. You know, it needs to be, you know, pleasing to the eye. And too many female friends. If you have a lot of female friends and like to go party and go out a lot, no, I'm not interested. I do like to go out from time to time. But if you're heavy on that, yeah, I'm not interested.
These women want top 0.01% men to revolve their whole life around her and not have anything else going on and not do anything that's going to be an inconvenience to her, not ever do anything that's going to bother her, not ever do or say anything she's not going to like. This is stupid. It's just stupid.
And who has too many obligations? I understand, you know, you got work life, you got kids. I get it. But if you have too many obligations, don't waste my time.
Okay. What about, does he got to make a certain amount of money?
Minimum, I will say at least 80K.
Why is she making that stupid ass face? Why did her eyes start twitching when she said 80K? You're not fucking fooling nobody. We know you want somebody who make over six figures. Let's rewind that and see how her face is fucking twitching to the side. Because she even saying 80K.
80K?
Okay. Minimum 80K.
As a man, I expect you to provide. Under no circumstances will I ever touch bills.
Let's do the Kendra cam. Let's see this body that she worked so hard for, girl.
Okay. All right. Here.
Yeah.
I don't
know if
you can see.
We can't see your legs.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Let me try to pull it back a little bit.
Speak with focus that she fine as wine.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we can definitely tell you're in shape.
Hey there, big boy. Bet you're packing a few inches of heat.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot. not walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.